time for us to travel halfway around the world and bring in Arjun Singh as we go to Jaisalmer, India. Good day, Arjun. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Actually, also, I'm just in a travel, in a journey there, about 600 kilometers. I went to Ahmedabad, and while coming back, I saw that the photo of Denver, it has gone viral even in India, everywhere, and everyone is talking and giving messages and all those comments there. But I was in Ahmedabad there because I went with my father-in-law, and because during the dialysis, he got some problems and he couldn't breathe very well and some problems in the heart. So doctor advised us to go to some heart specialist, which is about 600 kilometers, so a 10-hour journey by bus. So I went with him and we met the heart specialist in Ahmedabad there, and they just got some investigations, some they just did all those things, all kinds of investigations were done relating to the heart, and finally the doctor advised me again to go back to the home and take some rest because of some regular dialysis and I don't know, some other problems. So his heart is quite weak now, so he just advised us and prescribed some medicines and no any chances to improve for the heart and for the kidneys. So I think it's not a good news for him, but well, that's it, and that's the truth. So I didn't tell anything to my father-in-law and to any other relatives because he specially told me that he's not in very good condition, but whatever it is, and you can't change because there's no any improvement in his heart and in his kidneys. So go for the dialysis twice in a week. That's the only way. And if you stop dialysis, then a problem. But if you go for a dialysis, then a problem for his heart. So you can't stop all these things. So I came back. I was in a journey. And just after a couple of just a couple of hours, I reached at home. And when I was at home, the Girdhar, I was talking with him relating the photo that is which is in the Denver there. And I was talking with the Girdhar, and Girdhar asked me thousands of questions about the weapons and guns in the schools, because here it is not like that. Only the teaching and reading and brotherhood and peace and love, that's all in the schools there. And the students, they don't have time for that. And even for the kids here, even especially in our schools, they can't understand about the weapons at the houses because people, they don't have that. And you can't even find a single weapon in the whole village. So it's a tough, very, not very easy for the students here to understand. But I tried my best to explain to the Girdhar what it is actually, and it's in the people, they have these things, and then sometimes it happens, and the kids, they don't know much about it, and they make wrong use of it. So we were talking about it, and just to tell Girdhar about his grandfather to meet him regularly, because I think he's getting more and more tired. So he's now at home, and I just came home at my home with the Girdhar, and maybe after a couple of hours we will go again to meet my father-in-law and ask him how he's feeling now.
And how do you let? Will you ultimately in the next couple of days let? Is this information you're going to pretty much keep to yourself, or are you going to let family members know that I'm just asking how does it?
Yes, it's tough for me actually, but I definitely would like to share it with Anita especially, and because I know it's not easy for her to learn about all these things about his father, but I don't want to keep it to myself because what the doctor told me that anything can happen anytime because heart is working only 20%, so it's not a good indication. So, but not to all other members, and I will especially tell her, and I will tell her to just keep it to herself, not to everyone, because it's not easy. But I will keep meeting him regularly, and just trying to do what I can do for him, because even doctor asked me not to allow him to go out of the home. And he likes to go out of the home in the morning and in the evening. And the same thing, when I came out of the doctor's chamber, he asked me to ask to the doctor, what about if he goes for walking for half an hour, an hour? So last night I went, and I especially told him that the doctor advised me to stay for a week or 2 weeks in the home there. So after 2 weeks, if everything is fine, again, I will say to stay more for 2 weeks, and I will just keep him talking with him. So because the conditions are not better, I can understand. But what he thinks is that he's improving, he's feeling better, because he told me to ask the doctor if he wants to just start for a one-time dialysis in a week, because now it's a two-times dialysis. So he told me that you can ask to the doctor and we can do it one. But what doctor told me, actually, that two can be three or three can be a regular every day, but it's not possible to be one in a week. So I especially told him that it was tough for me, but to explain anything to him, but I told him that your kidneys are not working properly and no any improvement. So it is a must that we have to go for dialysis for twice in a week there. And I don't want to tell it to my mother-in-law and to Anita's brothers and his uncles, not to them, because it's not easy for them to know all about these things. So I will keep it to myself and especially to the Anita.
Well,
and,
how is Anita?
Who knows?
What I'm curious about is, doesn't that put... And this is, again, this is why we do this show. Doesn't that put pressure on Anita to not tell her other family members that their father is in a bad way?
Yes. It's really very tough for her. I can understand. It's not so easy for her to keep it. But what I really want, that I want to be in touch with her. Every day we will talk about it, and we will just keep an eye on his health there. But what I really want, because if she says to someone, then it will just go to him. And I think if he comes to know that he has no any improvement in his health, so that would be bad for him. So I really don't want to tell to the other people, because I can tell it to the Anita with a special promise that she will not tell it to the other people. It's not very easy. I can understand. What if I can't keep it to myself, then how it's for her to keep it to herself? But the thing is that it's my duty to tell her, because she is her she's his daughter, and she must know all about these things, because sometimes they think that father is good and he's feeling better and he's improving there. So I will have to tell everything, because when I was at the doctor's chamber, doctor asked me that I want to talk to his son. Then I told him that his son is not is very younger, and I am just like his son, so you can tell it, because I'm the husband of his daughter. So he especially told me about these things. Well, it's really a big pressure on her. Of course, still I couldn't tell her. I'm thinking about it for a long time, that when I came back in the way, she called me on the phone and she asked me about her father. So I said everything is fine, everything is okay. It's not very easy, but I will have to tell her. I want to keep it in darkness to everyone that nothing is there, because if something happens, and then hopefully they will just ask me that what the doctor told. So I will definitely tell to her, and I will just ask her, or I will just request her not to tell it to everyone. It's tough for her, as I know. It's not very easy for a child to know all about these things. But I can understand. She is wise enough, and she knows about all those things, and she will handle with that.
It's a toss-up as to what is easier to explain, that your father is fading, or that yes, kids actually can take guns to school. Neither one seems like it's a particularly good argument for that. You know, it's just...
And other thing, where I went to the doctor, he was a private doctor, and of course, if there's any chance, they will just ask us to stay there or to get admitted in the hospital or go for operations or everything. But honestly, the doctor specially asked me that we do it, but we can't do it with that man, because no any chances. So better I say that as soon as possible, you must go back to your home and stay there, stay in the room there, not allow him to go out. So I can understand that the doctor is telling it. I think it's, well, he told me that miracle happens, and it can happen that he can live for a longer time, and I don't know much about it. But right now, being a doctor, what I advise you, just go back to your home and stay there, stay in the home there. So I can understand that the conditions are not so normal. And so I came back with him, and while coming on the way there, I did my best what I can do for him, because it was a 10 hours long journey, and he was not feeling just in the some way. I went to the driver, and I requested him to stop for a while. And he went out of the bus there for 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, and he was on the road there, because he was not feeling better in the bus there. Continuous 10 hours journey, it was not easy even for me. So for a passenger, it's not easy. So
a 10-hour bus journey there and back, you know, speaking of miracles, if that didn't finish him off, he might have a bit more time. And I don't say that in an unfriendly way. It's just that is such extreme discomfort, and yet he, you know, made it through that. I don't know how you did that.
Yes, he's really a very strong man. And the thing is that when I was in a school in 9th grade and 10th grade, he was my teacher. I was not engaged and no idea at all. So what the way he treats with me, just like as a student, as a son and as a relative. So he's just like a good friend to me. And I talk everything to me, but this time I'm not so honest to him because I can't tell what doctor told me because I can't do it with him because he is my teacher. He is my father-in-law and he's my good friend now. I know we are losing him, but I have no any alternate. I can't tell it anything to him. So for 10 hours, he couldn't sleep while going and because it was a night journey while going and it was a night journey while coming back. He couldn't even sleep for a couple of minutes there. Every time he was sometimes sitting on the seat there, sometimes just standing, and sometimes he asked me to tell to the driver to stop the bus and he wants to go out of the bus. So it was really not a good experience. It was tough for me, but the driver could understand when I told him that he's not feeling better. Maybe he can vomit somewhere, so you stop. So it was a tough journey, but we did it. He's a very strong man. Sometimes I think that, yes, he knew what the doctor told me, but I can't dare to tell what doctor told me. But I think that, yes, he is a strong man and he's pretending that he doesn't know all these things. But I know he knows that he is his heart is not working properly. His kidneys are not working properly. So he knows that, well, I have no more days. But he's a very strong man. And the way he talks with me, he thinks that nothing is there. Everything is normal. He says, come on, it always happens. And the days are in the hands of God and doctor can't do anything. So he was explaining me that these doctors are just nothing. They just tell whatever they just investigate. So very strong man. I learned a lot from him, even in the school, now in the life there, that you must be strong at every situation. He was not like a person who sits on the seat there and starts crying. No, he says, okay, life is life and you can't do anything. So, but I know it's not good for all my family members, especially Gilder, because he is very close to him and he's not so, I think, not so strong, not so young now, so he can tolerate these things. So it takes time for the family, but I pray. And the other thing is that what he told me, that he doesn't go to the temples, he doesn't pray everything, he doesn't believe in these things. He says, well, whatever it is, it is. And so I think if he has some days, then I don't want him to be in trouble. No more pain in his body and no more injections, because dialysis twice in a week is already painful. So no more injections, no more pain. So I pray to the God for that. And hopefully he will, whatever the days he has, maybe comfortable for him. But the time is tough, of course, for me, for my family, for Anita, for everyone.
We send you our very best and totally understand how tough it is.
Sending you positive energy and thoughts to help you and your family get through this time.
Thank you. It's all because of you all people. It's because of all this that I can do it. I have many relatives there, many uncles and all these things. But what he believes in me, he tells that this is the person he will come with me. This is the person he will meet the doctor. So it's all because of. Thank you very much. And I think if I could do something for him, I feel, well, it's good because what he believes in me and he texts to me with to the doctor there and he says, if you don't have any off, then I will wait for the Sunday because I want you to be with me. So it's his love and I think I will pray especially to the God and also your prayers are with us. So whatever life he has without any pain and with a smile.
Arjun, we will speak to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Around the world with Arjun Singh this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.